From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moldine. It's Thursday, February 9th. Coming up, we'll introduce you to a Central Illinois teen who founded a nonprofit during the pandemic when she was in eighth grade. We'll have that story from Yvonne Booz in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A measure at the Illinois State House would require kids under DCFS's care to have a lawyer representing what the children want during abuse and neglect proceedings. Alex Stegman reports.
They would be eligible for a court-appointed attorney under an expansion of the state's Foster Children Bill of Rights Act. Right now, what's known as a guardian ad litem represents kids in these cases. Nora Collins Mandeville with the ACLU of Illinois says they're attorneys, but they're not focused solely on what the child wants.
Having somebody who is a lawyer, who's able to enter evidence, who's able to cross-examine witnesses in pursuit of what the young person actually wants, is what's missing from a guardian ad litem who's an attorney.
The sponsors say it's ultimately the court, not the attorney, that decides what happens, but judges right now aren't hearing from the kids. The measure is still waiting for a committee assignment. I'm Alex Degman.
The Champaign County Association of Realtors hosted a forum this week to inform landlords about the state's new source of income law. It prevents discrimination in housing by adding protections into the state's Human Rights Act. P.J. Troutman is president of the Champaign County Association of Realtors.
Landlords who maybe previously were able to decide whether or not they wanted to participate in the Section 8 or Housing Choice Voucher program no longer have the option of whether or not they want to participate in that program.
Section 8 vouchers are offered through the federal government. They help low-income and disabled individuals afford housing. More than 30 landlords attended the forum. Late last year, the city of Champaign condemned multiple units of an apartment complex because of heating and flooding issues. 5 months later, one former resident says she's still looking for housing. Illinois Student Newsroom's Sydney Wood has more.
Former Champaign Park Apartments resident Christine Lux moved out of her apartment in late August after her unit flooded. Lux says she contacted management but received no help. A few days later, the city condemned her apartment after the ceiling fell in.
When they condemned it, I couldn't stay there. And I got in touch with the management again, and they kept telling me, like, oh, somebody's supposed to come out and do something, and nobody did. They didn't offer me, like, any alternatives. Like, I was confused. Like, this is like a nightmare. I didn't know what was going on.
Lux is one of dozens left homeless. Many are staying in hotel rooms paid for by the city. Champaign Assistant City Attorney Nancy Rabel says the city will be in court again this week to address the issue. Representatives for Champaign Park Apartments did not respond to requests for comment. I'm Sydney Wood, Illinois Student Newsroom.
Officials at Willard Airport in Savoy say visitors can expect major updates in the next few years. Willard's executive director, Tim Bannon, says the airport will increase its number of commercial passenger flights so flyers won't have to drive to Chicago to start or continue their journeys.
So the majority of people, while they have a connection, it is driving instead of flying. So what we're trying to do is continually grow our flights so that more people connect through Willard Airport and depart from Willard instead of driving to their first connection and up to O'Hare.
Out at the airport this week, Urbana resident Sam James said he approves of expanding the facility.
It's much better than the drive and having to park at O'Hare. So, I mean, I like this airport. I think expanding it would be a good idea.
Bannon says other updates will include larger jets, first-class seating, and additional flights each day. Still to come, we'll meet Sophia Libman, a high school junior who started her own nonprofit 3 years ago. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Join us on Saturday, February 18th at 2 p.m. for a special screening of Let the Little Light Shine. The film follows a determined group of parents, students, and educators as they fight for a top-ranked, mostly black, K-8 school facing the threat of closure on the south side of Chicago. The film's director-producer, Kevin Shaw, will join us for a Q&A session after the film as part of the Art House Experience film series presented by Illinois Public Media and the Champaign Park District. More info at thevirginia.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A Champaign-Urbana teen started a nonprofit that educates youth, and she's just getting started. Yvonne Booz has more.
Sophia Lippman is the founder and CEO of X Time.
In math, I learned that X is kind of this value that's constantly changing. And so when coming up with X Time, I was like, oh, Our activities are continuously changing. We're hoping for children to be able to learn about a lot of different activities.
XTime serves as a learning resource for children. Lipman started the company during the pandemic when she was only in eighth grade. She says she was in the house reflecting on the days she participated in outside activities. Then she realized she wasn't the only one missing out. She tried to figure out a way to help other children engage in educational activities from home.
It kind of came to me, and I shared it with my parents, and they were so supportive. I talked to them, and then just from there, I kind of started my outreach, creating a website, which was all new to me. And just through the process, I've learned new steps about kind of how to set up a nonprofit.
Lipman's brother helped her with the website, but she says there were other challenges.
It was really hard to, one, recruit volunteers, just like the amount of outreach that was needed, but then also kind of learn how to apply for XTime to be a 501c3 nonprofit, because we've learned that a lot of people are almost more interested in helping if you are that 501c3 nonprofit.
Lipman started out by offering free online classes. She solicited teachers, professors, and businesses in the Champaign-Urbana area to help lead classes. Lipman also received help from her classmates. The online sessions continued for about a year and a half, and from there, the nonprofit began to offer in-person classes and summer camps. The classes took place at park districts, libraries, and community events. Lipman then thought of something else.
In my community, I started seeing so many little free libraries pop up, actually, and I thought it was such a great resource filled with books. And so when I first started, I really had my heart set on having this standing structure with not only books, but other engaging educational materials.
Rick Brooks, now of Princeton, Illinois, and the late Todd Bowl came together in Wisconsin in 2009 to create these book sharing posts. You can now find them all over the globe. Lipman calls her renditions of this concept Explore Stations. These fixtures offer educational activities for children to explore. Lipman says her goal is to reach underserved youth. The first station opened at the Martin Center in Champaign. Lipman meets with community organizers to keep her up to speed in the nonprofit world.
I've met with the CEO of the Community Foundation of East Central Illinois. I've talked with some people from the United Way, a few local food banks, Habitat for Humanity, and then also I've had a lot of meetings with the University of Illinois.
Lipman says during one of the meetings, a suggestion came up for putting stations in hospitals. She visited Chicago's Lurie Children's Hospital in December and provided XTime materials. These Explore stations are mobile. She says the mobility allows the stations to travel to and from different rooms. Lipman's idea was expanded from downstate Illinois to places like Ohio, New York, Indiana, and California.
I had a chance to do a summer program where I met someone from California, and so now he's helping. A few of my friends moved who live elsewhere, and so they've come on board. And it's really amazing because everyone has so many different connections.
Her goal is to have stations across all 50 states and perhaps across the world. Lipman is now a junior in high school. College is on her mind, but she isn't sure what she wants to major in. She says she is interested in social entrepreneurship, but whatever she chooses to study, she says she will focus on XTime throughout college and beyond. I'm Yvonne Booz.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it'll be mostly cloudy and windy today, with a chance of showers and temperatures falling into the mid-30s by this afternoon. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Luis Velasquez, Sydney Wood, Alyssa Eaton, and Yvonne Booz. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.